You're listening to the Escapology Podcast.
Escapology Podcast.
At www.escapology.com.
Escapology.com.
With your host, John Oranya, where he'll talk about how you can start your own business and make more money so you can escape your corporate job. Here now is your business coach, John Oranya.
Hi there, this is John Oranya for the episode number 9 of our Escapology podcast, and today we will be talking about risk, managing risk, and why I don't advise people to invest everything in their ventures, and I'm going to explain to you that. Now, if this is your first time to listen to this podcast and to know more about me, a quick bio: back in 1999, I was graduating from Adamson University. I was hired as a web designer. After working just 2 years, I just felt the limited income that a corporate job can give me. So since then, I started different businesses part-time while working still as a full-time employee, and failed several businesses that I had. And I just thought, you know, maybe I should go full-time in my business. So after that, I went full-time. A big mistake. I quickly lost more than 2.5 million pesos. And I was seriously in debt during those times. And I was sort of humiliated, frustrated, went back to employment in a corporate world. I was humbled. I work in a mall, mopping floors and selling cell phones. But at the same time, that was a moment and time in my life where I had what I call my safe escape plan. These are basically metrics or strategies or criterions that I use before I move to an entrepreneur, being a full-time entrepreneur. So it's like a transition, my transition plan from being a full-time employee to become a thriving entrepreneur. So I started a part-time business on the side. That business I started with just a little over $10, so 500 pesos, and eventually that part-time business started to make about $250,000 part-time. And then after that, I hired 2 more people to help me out in my business, and then that business started to generate more than $10,000, or more than $500,000 pesos, and I'm still full-time during those time. And from there on, I started to pay off all my debts and scale my business, make it even bigger. And then that's the moment in time where I decided to quit my job and go full-time with my business. And I just want to share with you guys in this podcast and all my blog posts all what I've learned in my journey and what I have learned from other entrepreneurs as well as I start to coach different people, and also in my own research and study with these people. Like for this podcast, we'll be talking about risk management, how to take a risk, and why I advise people not to invest everything in a business. I've had countless number of stories from different aspiring entrepreneurs who failed in businesses, who invested everything, every money that they have, every savings that they have. And it saddened me because most of them failed. If not, well, actually, all of them failed. All the stories that I heard, like personally, from different people who consulted and asked me about entrepreneurship and business, and they told me their story, talaga pong nakakalungkot. And I don't want that to happen to a lot of our Filipinos, fellow kababayans out there, especially or all our OFWs who had that kind of plan that they just gonna save a lot of money and then go back to the Philippines to start their business. The reason that a lot of people thinks that, you know, being an entrepreneur you need to risk everything is because of what the media is keep feeding our minds. And what they're publishing in their materials, like in magazine and in newspaper and television, where they are showcasing these entrepreneurs who invested everything and became successful. And But the thing is, there are more people who did invest everything and failed miserably. There are way, way more people who failed miserably in their business when they invested everything. The thing here that we need to understand, it's a mistaken notion that, you know, to be an entrepreneur, you have to sort of overcome all these obstacles in life, and you need to be bold in risking everything, and you have to overcome all your fears and all those kind of things. You know, you have to take a great risk, and without that, you'll not be or will never be an entrepreneur. Right? Now, I understand that there's a wisdom on some information on that, but at the same time, it is prone to misunderstanding or misconceptions. You have to realize that to become an entrepreneur, or what I call escapologist, is you need not to be risk takers, but risk managers. Okay? You need to understand that in everything in life, there's always risk. As I've explained in my analogy, or one of my analogy is, you know, even crossing EDSA, if you want to cross EDSA from one point to another, right, tatawid ka lang sa EDSA, there's a risk involved in that. Now, what is risky? Comparing risk versus risky, risky is when you try to cross EDSA blindfolded. Then that is risky, right? So as an entrepreneur, you have to balance the risk that you take. You make sure that you manage it, and I've learned a big mistake on that. I'm telling you, I lost millions of pesos because of that, should I say, stupidity of mine, that the thinking that, you know, to become an entrepreneur, you need to be willing to sort of you know, face everything and this and that, and you know, the all the information that you hear from those, you know, inspirational speaker and this kind of stuff, right? And yes, they have value, they serve us, but a lot of them are prone to a misinterpretation. So again, you need to manage risk, and not necessarily, you know, a risk taker. You must remember that another thing you should remember here is this: the larger the risk is, the bigger potential fall. Okay, I repeat, the larger the risk, the bigger potential fall. So imagine if you've invested everything in a business and then you failed, then it will be difficult to recover, right? Because you have to face it. If you are transitioning from an employee to become an entrepreneur, there's a transition. So meaning you're still learning, right? At para sabi nga nila, if you want to learn how to bike, you need to fall several times. Sometimes some people even say you need to get a bruise before you really learn how to bike. Same thing with entrepreneurship. You will face obstacles, and failures are expected. But the thing here is, how can you recover from all the failures, from all the mistakes that you've made, right? That's why I don't recommend that you risk everything. You have to slowly, gradually, measuring things up, understanding the business you are in, measuring the risk that you take, and all those kind of things. So you have to understand, again, you should be a risk manager, not a risk taker, okay? Another point I would like to share to you here is, when you're starting a business, and a lot of people I've talked to this, a lot of employees who are still in the corporate world and hoping and dreaming and someday want to have their own freedom to kick their own boss out in the office, or to be their own boss and you know, to enjoy life and spend more time with their kids and this kind of financial freedom that they are hoping and praying for. They share different ideas with me. A lot of people share them great ideas. I remember another senior developer back in the days when I was in the corporate world, and he gave me an idea. He said, you know, John, I would like to sell Tapsilog online. And he was like so excited about the idea, this and that. And I was just like, you know, smiling. I don't know. I don't know. I can't really can't comment on that because I'm not sure if it's a good idea or not. But here's my point. Do not reinvent the wheel. Okay? Another thing that misconception or mistaken notion is for you to become a successful entrepreneur, you gotta be really creative, right? They think about that, like when designing a business, we're talking about business model, okay? You can be creative in your marketing or how you deliver your product, how to deliver your service. You can be creative in, say, naming your product, right? But on business model, in how your business works and design, really I don't think there's a new business model will ever come up, because I believe that there are with all the businesses through the years, we've pretty much covered all the business model there is. Lahat na na-cover na ng business model. If you think Amazon.com is a new business model, then you'll be wrong, because yes, they are creative, but their business model is still a retail business, right? That's what they do. They sell books. And there are a lot of bookstores out there long before we were born. May mga bookstores na at may mga retail store na. So they still in the same business. They may be creative in, say, in delivering the product. They gave us a cheaper way to buy products. At may mga products, of course, there are books out there, rather in Amazon that are not available in your local bookstore. So they're good at that. But still, if you look at like sort of the core business that they have, they're in a retail business. Google. You think Google is, you know, they reinvented a wheel? Well, actually, they're just, what they do is just organizing information and they sell advertising. Let me ask you, isn't it that how Yellow Pages work? You know, remember those Yellow Page book, those 6-inch or I don't know how thick was that, that our, you know, telephone companies are giving us, right? They do the same thing. Those Yellow Page book, it's the same thing. They organize information, let's say a list of a plumber or a real estate agent or mortgage broker or carpenter or whatever, right? They organize the information, compile it in a book, and then they sell advertising. And same with Google. They all organize the information in the internet, compile it, right? In such a way that the content is relevant, right? That's what their search results is, right? Compilation of information. And then they sell advertising. It's the same thing. The business model is the same. So my point here again, is do not reinvent the wheel in business, especially if you are new to become an entrepreneur, right? You are new on entrepreneurship, okay? And last point I would like to share to you is this. Another sort of a common information I'm getting from aspiring entrepreneurs or, you know, or future escapologists or my escapologists, our escapologists, is this. You don't even have to come up with a new product. I know that some of you may not like that advice, but really, yung gaya-gaya business is effective. That's why maraming nanggagaya. Okay, you have to realize that once you go into business, no matter what, there will be someone who's gonna copy you. No matter what, there will always be competition. No matter what, there will be someone who will try to beat you, right? So you just have to position your business differently. Well, let me ask you, you think Starbucks had created a new product? Like, no way, right? There are a lot of coffee shops long before Starbucks. We know that, you know that, we are all aware of that, but they just sort of package their business better. But then again, the business model is the same. They really didn't create a new product, right? Coffee is not a new product. I hope you know that. But they provide a better product. So it's not a new product, better than what available. And also they develop sort of a community in their coffee shops. So I just hope that you understand that, you know, you don't sort of think too much on creating this unique product, and then you're gonna tell yourself, you know, by the time that I have this really unique product, then I'm going to launch my own business, right? That's not gonna happen. I'm sorry to discourage you. What I want you to do right now is just do it. Start with your business. Whatever you have idea right now, start with, you know, just a little bit better than the competition, or a little bit cheaper than the competition. Or you can be creative in, say, in servicing, in providing results, for example. Or you can be creative, say, in packaging your product, or you're naming your product, or how you serve it, right? So, but business model and the product, you don't have to be, you can't go too far from what people are familiar with, right? From what familiar are, sorry, my English. So, I just hope that this advice that I gave you in investing and managing risk and, you know, coming up with a new product will help you sort of clarify or even solidify your business model is. And this is the end of our podcast for today. To your freedom. Again, this is John Oranya. Have a great day.